Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour on the ever-loving conversation program known as the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here hustling around to find out what it is that, or we're trying to figure often, what it is that will pique your interest. Lots of people interested in sports. Lots of people have found out some more things about football in the last few days that I ought to share with you at some point in time. But first, the Houston Astros. And baseball in general in the focus, the Red Sox and who's cheating, who's zooming who, as it were.
See, I told you your Red Sox were cheaters, Dougie. Come on. Now we have proof. Photographic Patriots cheat. Yeah.
The Red Sox cheat.
Yeah.
Damn Red Sox.
That's a pattern.
Runk is on there.
And there's a pattern.
All right, so here's the deal. So if you missed it, there was probably, I don't know, a couple of months ago, a big story that broke that the Houston Astros were using intel, basically. They were cheating and stealing signs from their opposition, namely the Los Angeles Dodgers during the World Series in 2017. And they had this guy, I mean, it was very brazen what they were doing. They had this guy set up. He was like eating peanuts and stealing signs and transmitting the information back to whoever was using it on the Houston Astros. And I can remember this in game 7. They're lucky actually that they are not being charged with murder today, because in game 7, Yu Darvish, the pitcher for the Dodgers, was so terrible. It was like he was tipping his pitches. People were going nuts. They were calling him "you garbage." I mean, the whole thing. And literally, he was traded at the end of the year. He was almost run out of town. I swear it's a wonder. Thank God he didn't try to, like, hang himself because of the way the fans reacted to him. Now we find out that Houston was actually stealing his signs, and that wasn't just an imagination. And because of it, Houston Astros general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch were fired by the owner of the Astros, Jim Crane, on Monday after Major League Baseball came down hard on the Houston Astros, disciplining them for sign stealing. After they investigated, the league that is, they confirmed the Astros had cheated by using a camera-based sign stealing system during the regular season games and the playoffs during 2017, which was their World Series winning year. That was their big season.
But why is this so hard for them to do? It's pretty obvious what they're doing. Is this they figured out what the signs mean? Is that what has happened?
Yeah, they're reading signs on the other team, so they know what they're going to do, and they're ahead of the game, essentially. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. So Major League Baseball's suspended.
You can see the guys, the pitcher has his, you know, chewing on his cud and, you know, up and down to the catcher sticking his two fingers between his legs.
But they have someone off the field videotaping and transmitting the information back to whoever in the dugout.
You can just look and see it. What is it going to be translated for? You can look. Anybody can sit in the dugout and watch what they're doing.
I don't think you can, actually. I mean, I don't know.
You can see it on camera on television. You can watch what they do.
Exactly, and that's what the other team is doing. They're seeing it on camera, and that's not what you're supposed to be doing. In any case, Major League Baseball thought it was pretty serious, even though you don't. Major League Baseball took it pretty seriously. And A.J. Hinch and Jeff Lunau were suspended for the whole 2020 season. Because of that, that resulted in their firing by the Astros management. Now, what they're saying, the rumor mill is turning out, is that Alex Cora, who is the manager for the Boston Red Sox, is probably going to see even a stiffer punishment. And that is because he was actually in Houston as a bench coach before he went to the Red Sox, and obviously took the Houston method with him. Yeah, to Boston, where it's also been proven that they cheated in the World Series against the Dodgers in 2018. See what's happening here? They've been victimized. So, so now Major League Baseball is expected to make a ruling on what the punishment will be for Boston, but they're expecting it to be even stiffer than the penalties that were levied at Houston. And this is shaking up Major League Baseball. Everybody's commenting about it. Yeah, A.J. Hinch is saying, well, we didn't know they were doing that. Well, You're the manager of the team. How did you not know that this was going on? I mean, that's very hard to believe that you wouldn't know. Right. So, I mean, unless you think you're just getting divine intervention when someone whispers in your ear, he's going to bunt or, you know, whatever. So, in any case, it's shaking up baseball and the way things are done.
All right. Speaking of shaking things up, there are a lot of cities and towns around the country that have got $2, $3, $4, $5 stores, or the dollar equivalent, the 99-cent store. And apparently there's a big, I think we looked this over a month or so ago, or sometime late in the year, there was a conversation about the dollar stores and what they're doing to neighborhoods. So why is it in the best interest of a city or a community to ban a dollar store? Why would that not be, it's another store. What's the difference between that store and the Walmart store? They're just smaller. And maybe
saying is that the dollar store is not providing nutritious options for people.
Ones who are doing that? Come on.
And see, that's why I'm against this. Look, while I agree that some of the stuff that people are buying is junk, the same thing could be said for fast food restaurants choice that you make.
Whose idea is this to close them down? Who wants to close these down? Who?
It's the government.
The government wants to close them down.
Yeah.
The government, the state governments, the city governments?
The state government, yeah.
How do you get away with that? I don't see how that works at all. I mean, I may not want to buy the food that's in there, and you may not want to either, but there are some people who can't afford anything at home.
Right. And as much as we all get to make our own choices, and some of us make good choices and some of us make bad choices, but we get to make the choice, and that's the point. And that's what is really kind of at the crux of this, is should the government dictate, okay, you can have one grocery store, you can have one fast food establishment in every city or municipality. No. And I think that should be up to the city itself to see how it best fits the needs of the community.
Right. All right. In a moment, we're going to talk about the status of the snubs, maybe the surprises, if you will. We went through all of the 2020 Oscar nominations when they came out, but there is now some more scrutiny on some of them. So let's talk about that after this here on the DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. She's still at the farmer's market.
I'm cutting little sticks out of them.
And executive chef Jen Welper is already thinking of ways to work with beets.
It's a little like beet stick that's got a little bit of a spice to it.
Back in the kitchen, and after they've been steamed for 40 minutes,
it makes peeling quite easy.
Welper's vegetable peeler reveals the beet's deep red inner beauty.
Red is very high in antioxidants.
Beets are a rich source of vitamin C, potassium, and manganese.
The other benefit is they're actually kind of filling, right, because they're dense.
Beets are a fiber-rich root vegetable with an earthy flavor. Welper spices them up with freshly chopped thyme, olive oil, salt, and pepper before roasting them for 15 minutes.
Ooh, darling.
Stacked on spicy arugula and garnished with feta, it's a farmer's market find that can't be beat. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so who's satisfied with the list of nominations, the Oscar nominations? Who thinks this is a good list? The Joker's
not Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Not Adam Sandler.
It's a not surprising list, though, I don't think. I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, I'm sure it was shocking to them.
Joaquin Phoenix, oh, well, but the 11 nominations that go to the Joker, it was the best. I don't get that. Well, just not my taste.
Well, we didn't so see it, though. That's the thing. People who've seen it have a lot of
weird
artsy commentary.
Yeah.
It's weird and dark. Thank you.
But that's what they like.
Yep.
Who likes
the
that?
Academy.
The Academy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They like people who completely transform, and then they like weird and dark.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like so J-Lo doesn't like it because she wasn't nominated as Best Supporting Actress,
mm-hmm.
right?
Best Actress, I think
Best
she was
Supporting,
in
isn't
okay.
she?
I don't remember. Was she was in a bunch of categories. The Critics' Choice Awards, she was nominated. I don't know about the SAG Awards. I think so. She was definitely nominated for a Golden Globe. So she was that. I think that's kind of being considered the biggest snub, along with Taron Egerton, who's won every award. He won the Golden Globe, he won the BAFTA, and then was completely overlooked for the Oscar for playing Elton John in Rocket Man.
Have you seen Little Women? Do you really think it was that good that it deserved all these?
I haven't seen it.
I'd like to see it.
I saw it, and I didn't think it was that good. It didn't do anything.
Okay. Well, honestly, I don't know. Most men that I know do not seem to experience it that much. But as someone who grew up with it, my mom texted me the other day and said that she absolutely loved it and that we would love it. So I don't know. I don't know how many guys grew up reading Little Women, but I think a lot more women have.
Well, I got out of the criticisms that I read three or four different pieces was there were a lot of people who were angry because so many men were nominated and not enough women, which is sort of what we've heard.
Well,
in the
I
last
think Little
few
Women
years,
was
right?
skipped completely, right?
Yeah.
Which is
I really
bad,
liked Little Women, Big World, which was the prologue on A&E or TLC.
a different show.
Okay.
Oh,
did anybody see this movie that Antonio Banderas has been nominated for?
No.
Never even heard of it.
No,
I didn't either.
But that's, again, what the Academy does. Like, remember when no one had seen Roma except, like, two art students
and then
in
everything.
L.A.?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand Jennifer Lopez feels snubbed, but everybody knows it's going to be Renee Zellweger. She's won everything.
Yeah.
She transformed into Judy Garland. Give me a break. I mean, you might as well
go J-Lo
home.
Played
Don't
a
even
stripper.
Show up. Right. You're not going to get it.
And not a stripper with a heart of gold. She was a stripper who was robbing people. So.
Right.
Yeah. So Scarlett Johansson came out pretty well. Kathy Bates came out of it fairly well, right, under the circumstances.
Did you see the art exchange between
Scarlett
Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates and Adam Sandler.
And Adam
right?
Sandler. We're going back and forth on Twitter because she was his mother and water boy, if you remember. And so he was talking about how he got snubbed. And she said, baby, I still love you. And they were going back and forth like they were in character in Waterboy. It was very cute.
Parasite is another one. I don't even begin to get what they
said.
Well,
haven't seen
that.
I mean, have you seen that? Do you know anything about that?
I wouldn't go see. I wouldn't understand what they were saying, even though they have... anecdotal. I don't like going to see something
subtitles
that I have to work.
That you have
subtitles.
To read.
Yeah, right.
But it's not that much.
Distracts you from the action.
It's not that much. You haven't seen it. Everyone I know who's seen it absolutely loved it. And people are excited that, I mean, the Oscars aren't supposed to just reward movies that are in English. I mean, there's this huge
No, but they
award.
Should reward movies that are good.
It is
and
a good movie. You haven't seen anything about it.
Some people say it is and some people say it isn't.
But you
no, that
seen
means
it.
You
appeals
say
to
it's
me.
Not because you don't
I
like it.
It does not appeal to me. Right, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But people who have seen it love it. And so it's okay that it's nominated.
Yeah.
Okay. Captain Curmudgeon.
Thank you, Captain Kara. It's okay. All right, where are we? Looks like it's 21 after the hour already, by golly.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music time in this hour of the DJB program. Every hour has a point. It's usually at this point of the hour when we focus on some important news from musicians in the world of music. Tim McGraw in our focus here now, who's going to spend most of the summer on the road, part of his just-announced 2020 Here on Earth tour. When did they start with the names for the tours? When did that all become a big deal?
When touring started.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go back to vintage Beatles tours, and there's a name for the tour.
Really?
That's always
mostly
been
it was
around.
Just the new album. Yeah, mostly it was like the new album they were promoting.
Hmm. I remember the Moody Blues go touring. They say, okay, it's a Moody Blues tour. McGraw.
You probably aren't the guy who buys the T-shirt on the way out, right? So that's where you would have
probably
seen
not.
The name of the tour. Yeah,
that's probably right. McGraw has tapped Midland and Ingrid Andress to open up the tour. Tour kicks off July 10th in New York and runs through September 26th in Illinois. McGraw's headlining tour will include a couple of stadium dates with Luke Combs, one of them in Philly, the other here in L.A. Anybody who knows me knows how much I love to be outside in the summertime playing my music. Everybody is there, sharing the moment, having fun. I think that is true. I think being outside in a concert in the summer is kind of fun, frankly. Not that the acoustics are very good, but it's just, I don't know, kind of fun. He says to be here on Earth in this moment together, sharing our love for music and getting through all that life is throwing at us, that's what this is all about. Tickets for some of the select tour dates on sale next week as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket. Fans can purchase tickets also by going to megaticket.com. So that's the Tim McGraw update. As long as we're in the country pew, coming up to 26 after the hour, we got Tanya Tucker to consider, who has kicked off the 2020 CMT Next Women of Country Bring My Flowers Now tour. That's going to get longer. The name's longer and longer. Started last Sunday in Nashville. A sold-out show at the Ryman. The two-hour career-spanning show saw Tanya Tucker bring out many of her famous friends for surprise collaborations. Billy Joe Shaver, Billy Ray Cyrus, Dennis Quaid, Jamie Johnson, Leanne Womack, and Margot Price. So what's Dennis Quaid?
I would love to see this show.
Country
Dennis
music?
Quaid thinks he can sing.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He has a band.
Right. Got a guitar? Yeah. Is he really? Kind of like
I don't
Kiefer.
Know if he plays guitar, but he tries to sing.
Kiefer, the same thing with Kiefer, I think. Despite the impressive lineup...
He's actually pretty good. He's not as bad as you think.
No. I'd go see him.
Agree to disagree on that one.
Really?
There are a few songs when if he's going for the gruff country sounds where he sounds okay, but when he actually tries to sing, it doesn't sound as good. But
anyway, all these special guests, Tanya Tucker, remained in the spotlight for the show's entirety with her animated persona while showing off her Elvis-inspired dance moves. At one point, she told the audience she was wearing a ring of Elvis's, adding, "So I can go like this while mimicking his gyrating hips." Tucker played numerous songs off of her four-time Grammy-nominated 2019 album While I'm Living, including the poignant Bring My Flowers Now, the lead single Wheels of Laredo, and a song called Hard Luck, as well as a lot of other chart toppers from her catalog, several that she released when she was a teenager. Which one is this, Karen? This Hard Luck?
Bring My Flowers Now.
Ah, okay. I probably would have heard that if I listened to that.
Need your love, and I'm gone.
Following her performance of Lizzie and the Rain Man, the song that she released when she was 16, she marveled that the audience remembered the words. "You remember it? Well, I'm surprised I do," she said, kind of laughing. The 2020 CMT Next Woman of Country Bring My Flowers Out tour will continue on the road until June. It's the Tanya Tucker update here on the DJB program at 28 past the hour.
"You call yourself a rain man. Well, you ought to be ashamed. Starting all these people."
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
"My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works."
"I've been taking garlic for years."
"My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol."
"I take garlic every day. No garlic breath."
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Iowa, six Democratic White House hopefuls are taking the stage for another debate. The candidates were asked how they would handle health care and about the high cost of prescription medication. Senator Bernie Sanders.
"We are finally going to have to stand up to the health care industry and end hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and profiteering."
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
"Let's let the contracts out, put the contracts out, so that we can put more generic drugs out there and drive down those prices. This is a way to make markets work."
Democratic activist Tom Steyer.
"Between what Senator Warren and Senator Sanders said, it's clear. There are two problems. We're spending way too much because corporations own the system, and we're not negotiating against those corporations."
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Our people here, our people, are my people, the people that we want to put together and fit into a cubicle. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. I would say that they are people who know themselves well. And people ask me, like last night at the dinner that I was talking about earlier with Aaron Brockovich and the lawyer Tom Girardi, a few other folks from radio and television in Los Angeles, I was interested to hear stories about how the various people in the various companies know one another. And I wonder if you ever think about that when you go to work. Who do you like at work? Who do you like working with? Who do you learn from? Do you learn from the boss? Do you learn from other employees? Do you appreciate each other? Do you work well together? All of those sorts of things. I think those go into being, that sort of consideration goes, it goes a long way, actually, into liking your job. Do you agree with that, ladies? How well you know each other, how you can share things, common experiences, common thoughts, that sort of. Do you ever think about that when you're thinking about how our work, we're sort of, when you think about how much time we spend together, our work organization, I mean, I don't know that I've ever really tried to organize this thing. Anyway,
the agent's brand.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, but I just think it's kind of neat to know each other, and I just I say that because I hope that those of you who are listening know the people that you're working with and give them benefit of the doubt if there's a mistake that's made, or you're just like excited to go to work because you want to be with these people, that sort of thing. It makes for a good, healthy work environment. All right, so now that we've given you the intro, the list of books that have been checked out of libraries. This is an interesting, very interesting list. The top 10 most checked out books in history. So how far back in history, Victoria, are we going? What does it mean, in history?
Well, in the history of the New York Public Library. Okay. So the public, which is 125 years old. So they have looked back. Now, this is something I did not know. The New York Public Library is our country's second largest library, only in back of the Library of Congress. Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. I've been to the New York Public Library a million times. I had no idea that it held that many books and just to be on that scale of the Library of Congress. But so in honor of their 125th birthday, the New York Public Library has dug deep into their records to find out the top 10 most checked out books in the library's history. And not surprisingly, there are some really cool cool appearances by children's books from children's books. And so the top 10, the most checked out, there's an honorable mention, which would have been number 11. That is Goodnight Moon, and that's, of course, a very famous children's book.
Oh, love that book.
Yep, Margaret Wise Brown is the author. At number 10, The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. I have not read that one. Number 9, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, of course, by J.K. Rowling. That's the only Harry Potter on the list, which is interesting. That's the first one in the series.
That's a relatively new book compared to...
Yep.
When you think about the history of the library, that's interesting.
It's been checked out 231,000 times.
Wow.
from the library. At number 8, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
Yep.
Number 7, Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury. Number 6, another classic, Charlotte's Web, has been checked out 337,948 times. Number 5, To Kill a Mockingbird, also not surprising, by Harper Lee, 422,000 times. That's been checked out. Number 4, another kid's book that everyone loves, Where the Wild Things Are, by Maurice Sendak, and that's 436,000 times it's been checked out. Number 3, 1984 by George Orwell. Number 2, The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, my God.
Which is a great book. That's been checked out 469,000 times. And number 1 is a book that I have actually never read or never even heard of, but it's been checked out 483,000 times. It's called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats.
Oh,
is that a book?
That's one of my favorite books.
Yeah,
it's
number 1.
It's a kid's book, yeah. And
yeah.
We read that a bunch when I was a kid when it snowed last year. My sister read it to her kid.
Aww.
So, yeah, that's very cute.
It was written in 1962, and it's been checked out.
I'm surprised that Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill isn't on that list. Are you familiar, any or
not
all of
familiar.
You, with that book?
Nope.
Really?
Huh,
it's
no,
fabulous.
Uh-uh.
It's one of those books that I think, well, maybe it's a thing about going to college. I don't know what that. I've been aware of it for a long time. I thought it was one of the most influential books that I've ever read, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It sort of comes out of, you were talking, you mentioned Dale Carnegie. And
mm-hmm.
It usually goes hand in hand with people that are learning how to run businesses, much as anything else, and get along with people. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of kids' books. That's not surprising.
That's,
I don't
expected,
think.
Expected, yeah.
Yeah.
They actually say that one of the findings when they looked, because they looked at e-books and they looked at the turnover and the circulation and things like that, and they found that, even though there is obviously a huge rise in e-books and the prevalence of video streaming amongst Americans today, they said that New Yorkers are still coming to the library in great numbers, and that the library's goal today is still the same as it was 125 years ago, is to provide New Yorkers with, quote, knowledge, information, and a lot of great books. And so apparently people still really do enjoy. I stand corrected, Kara. I tease Kara because she goes to the library. But apparently New Yorkers still do like going to the New York Library. It also does not hurt that the building itself is like a museum. It's one of the most gorgeous landmark buildings in all of
building.
New York. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
This special report is sponsored by Yoplait. Kick off the new year with new snack wins for mom. Yoplait has collaborated with Starburst to release a new line of original style yogurt varieties, available in four signature Starburst flavors: strawberry, cherry, lemon, and orange. The fun doesn't stop there. Go-Gurt Yogurt is bringing the magic of unicorns to life with two fun flavors: raspberry and rainbows, and strawberry banana sparkle. These delicious varieties are bursting with fun flavors the whole family will love and are the latest addition to the Yoplait Snack Time lineup. Yoplait, Starburst, and Unicorn Go-Gurt Yogurt will be available at most major retailers nationwide beginning in January 2020. To learn more, visit www.yoplait.com or follow Yoplait on Facebook or Instagram. Yoplait, for big little wins.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
About 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. A lot of you, a lot of us, actually have included financial resolutions. New Year, financial resolutions. What? New Year's resolutions have you made as part of your goals for the year? There's actually a recent poll that's out from the Chase Bank that suggests more than 80% of you, as consumers, plan to save more this year than you have in the past. So we've got personal finance expert Farnoosh Torobi here with us to talk about some of the things you should be thinking about in creating savings habits, good habits, for the goal this for 2020. Maybe something here, Farnoosh, that we can pass along to our children, because we all know that having, setting a good example for our children should be an important goal, depending on how old they are, and teaching them responsibly how to use their money. Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm a mom. I have two young ones, and financial literacy starts at home, for sure.
Well, set by example, too, don't you think?
Yeah, and example by behavior, right? So a lot of us are right now, we're saying a lot of things. Will we actually follow through, right? So it's one thing to say you want to save, but how are you going to actually save and keep yourself accountable? And kids, they learn by what you do, not so much what you say. right?
Do what I, they will absolutely, the environment they grow up in, do as I do, not as I say.
Right, right.
But sometimes people turn that around, do what I say, not what I do. So what, is there a difference if you've surveyed some of the top resolutions this year that were made by people? Are they different this year, or are they pretty much the same as they always have been in terms of, oh, I want to save more and that sort of
thing? I would say if I had to kind of give a headline, it was like sort of more of the same, which is that people, I think, have always emphasized wanting to be financially independent. Like, the new year is a great time to feel that way and to aspire to that. But what was interesting was that the Chase survey, and, you know, as the financial education ambassador, it's exciting to see this, but 80% of people said that they want to save more this year than last year. And I don't know if it's because it's the year 2020 and it's kind of a headline year and people are feeling like, okay, it's the beginning of a new decade. You know, it's not just a new year, it's a new decade. I really want to start out on the right foot and make saving once and for all the priority.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. By the way, speaking of that, how do you do in that department? How do you and your family...
Well,
as long as we're talking about
well,
do as
right?
I do.
I'm in a lot of trouble. I think my job keeps me accountable to saving. As a financial expert, I think it's important that I do what I say, right? And for us, it's, you know, what helps us, and I would give this advice to everybody listening, is what helps us is automating as much of our financial life as possible. So paying our bills automatically and saving automatically. And if you're listening and wanting to know what kinds of tools I can tap into to actually follow through on my resolution to save more this year, through Chase, we've got the Budget Builder, which is a way to track your monthly expenses. And I would highly recommend AutoSave on the Chase app, which allows you to really be in control of the frequency of how much you save. And so you can tell the tool, hey, save, you know, $5 every time I get paid, or save me $1 a day. And I would really encourage everybody to start small, because this is a meant to be a marathon, not a sprint, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's a do,
take your time.
Mm-hmm. So this assumes that people are getting money from their jobs wired into their account and they automatically do it, or is this even take into account that people bring checks in and put them in their,
yeah,
in their account?
So it's an intelligent tool. So as when the money hits the account, if that's what you want to happen, you can tell it to, you know, allocate a certain dollar amount to savings every month, every day, every week, whatever you want. But it doesn't really matter how the money gets in there. It's really later, right after that, what do you want the money to do for you? And I love that it's automatic, because I think left to our own devices, we're not going to save as much money. I mean, we know that for sure.
All right. Do you have, if you, I'm talking about going one step further, setting up the goals for children, do you have accounts in their name, and should there be an automatic $5 a month that goes into the account that shows the children what happens when you put money into an account and how it accrues interest and grows? Is that something to be thinking about too?
I think kids learn visually, and as do adults. So if your child is curious already in, you know, in elementary school, I think that's a great time to show them how modern banking works. And, you know, back in the day, my dad would take me to the bank, and that's still something you can do. But additionally, now we can show them virtually what's happening. And I think that's definitely a great exercise if that's something that you think would, you know, benefit your kid. I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's kind of more observation than anything else, more seeing what goes on and how it works. Chase.com/autosave, a good place to go to get some of the information discussed here by Farnoosh Torobi on the DJV program. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, continuing his appearance, his performance, his contributions here on the radio. He has a great breadth, wealth of knowledge when it comes to all sorts of things. Nook, a chiropractor in Salt Lake City, practices the GAPS method of understanding what's going on in your belly, and also studies the scene, if you will. I note with some interest, Jack, that the World Health Organization, WHO, has had a global vaccine safety summit, and now that's been leaked out, which basically admits to the world the hazards posed by certain vaccines. Is this all vaccines? Is this children's vaccines?
Is this the flu vaccine?
What is this?
The main thing was that they said that, listen, we don't really have the safety studies. Remember, a vaccine is not a drug. The vaccine is what's called a biological entity, mm-hmm. because it either has a severely weakened bug or a dead bug in it. And the only way they can get the body to recognize this dead bug and make an antibody for it, which is the whole idea behind vaccines, is to pour in these adjuvants. And so what came out of this conference, and somebody filmed they filmed it themselves, but the film was leaked. And now it is going around the world like a wildfire right now. Professor Heidi Larson, who's the director of the Vaccine Confidence Project, said this, quote, I mean most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums. I mean in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half a day on vaccines. Never mind keeping up to date with all this, quote. And they said the studies are not there. They're getting complaints all around the world. Here in the United States, there's a huge movement to, listen, you've got to start doing safety studies on this stuff. But it's catching up in other countries. So the World Health Organization had a conference on this. saying, listen, we've got to start looking at this stuff because it's the major health concerns in the long run, they said. And I'm quoting another Dr. Martin Howell Friday. That's the real problem here because we're giving vaccines now willy-nilly without adequate safety studies. But what we're getting back are years later, after this stuff has been administered in various countries, not just the United States, we're getting all of these health issues starting to show up that were not there before. So this is, I don't know what to call it, other than breaking news. This was just a month ago in New York City.
This really is, there's a conundrum here because there are so many people who say that the problem is it's too generic and too general. Some vaccines are absolutely necessary. You need to have, even if this polio vaccine, or at least I've been convinced that everybody ought to have a polio shot. Maybe that's because that's what I got when I was a kid. I saw people who, it was common to have polio when I was a kid. You would see lots of examples in the 50s. Of kids that their lives were ruined. They were in a wheelchair for the short duration of their life, and then they died. And so it was eradicated, although Jack says that pretty much polio was over before the Salk vaccine started to be...
Well, CDC says that, not Jack.
Well, whatever. I don't know. But there are some things that's hard to argue against. The vaccines that are given to children, but the wholesale, just they keep adding them on, and I just wonder what is too much.
My whole point is
that no vaccine, we should have no vaccines.
I didn't say that. I'm saying there should be informed consent.
Okay.
Parents
so
should be informed
necessary?
In advance of the risks, and they're not.
And so
that's all.
What?
So the parents can make up their own mind.
Risks of certain
serious,
vaccines, all vaccines?
Serious damage. Some of them are far worse than others in the sense of after effects and damage.
We should tell.
I think
people.
That's coming out. There are books on this subject.
Yeah, I understand that. But maybe we ought to take some time on the program at some point and just go through all the ones that you think are necessary and the ones that you think are just absolute madness to be distributed. And
a lot of the problem is how many are administered at a time.
I agree with that. There's too many of them. I agree.
When you and I were young, there was three.
That's it. And all
now there's over 70 in the same period of time.
That's great. That is crazy. Calitrin, the healthiest way for you to lose weight, gain a lot of energy because you've lost that weight, in business for 20 years, all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. The only thing standing between you and your goal is the story that you keep telling yourself as to why you can't achieve it. This is an easy goal to achieve because you just take four capsules of Calitrin every night before you go to bed and let it do its work. Right now, if you go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV, you're going to take advantage of a discount on every bottle, $10 off each bottle, and a free bottle if you buy three or more. That's at Calitrin.com to lose the weight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.